Welcome to the Old Time Radio Daily Westerns. I'm your host, Andrew Ryans, and today is August 17th, 2010. Today's episode is brought to you by Amazon.com. If you plan on doing any online shopping, first go to otrwesterns.com/Amazon to start your shopping experience today. Today's episode is going to be The Cisco Kid. Original air dates, June 4th, 1953, and the title is Golden Slugs of Rainbow Falls. Hope you guys enjoy.
Cisco Kid and our exciting story, Golden Slugs of Rainbow Falls. It is on record that in the Gold Rush days, permission was received from the government to establish a private mint in California. It was purely by happenstance, however, that the famous Cisco Kid and his faithful companion, Pancho, rode into one of the most bizarre adventures of their lives because of the minting of gold that was being done there. As our story opens, Fred Dockham, United States assayer, just coming out of the little building which houses the mint.
George! George!
George ain't here today, Mr. Dockham.
Oh, that you, Suds?
Yep. George had a bad cold. He told me to tell you.
Then why didn't you tell me? It is most noon, and I've been counting on George to ride to the county treasurer's office.
I guess I forgot, Mr. Dockham. But if it's the first meeting of them gold slugs you want took to the treasurer's office, I can take them for you.
Well, somebody's got to take them over there for safekeeping. I'm closing up the mint this afternoon. Anybody could break in here mighty easy. Consarned luck. Nothing going right today. United States Marshal Owen's supposed to be here to ride escort with them slugs, and he's not here.
Oh, I can get him there all right, Mr. Dockham. I'm a good rider. Yes, sirree, a good one. You want him took by way of Rainbow Falls?
No, I don't know about you, Suds. You're honest enough, but you're kind of scatterbrained and forgetful. Oh. Like as not, you'd forget what you'd started out to do.
Oh, no, Mr. Dockham. It'd be a great honor to be messenger to the first slugs out of this mint. Yes, indeed. I won't forget.
Well, somebody's got to take him, and I can't leave here now. Wish the marshal'd get here. Won't like it if them slugs goes without him. Still, I got to get him there. All right, Suds. I'll take a chance.
Oh, that's fine, Mr. Dockham. Just fine. I'll get him there.
Go by the way of Rainbow Falls. Get your horse saddled, and I'll go get the money belt ready. But I don't know whether I'm being wise or not. You sure this is the way they'll come, Dusty?
That's what Stud said last night at the cafe. Said Dockham planned to send the gold by a messenger late this morning. Well, let's get down off these horses.
All right. How do you happen to tell you that?
Oh, you know how Suds is, Sanchez. He don't have no secrets from anybody. He's so proud they let him work around that mint, cleaning up and doing odd jobs. Flaps about everything that goes on there. And George ought to be coming along with the gold any minute. Let's get these horses out of sight.
Yeah.
Yeah, this is good. Ooh. Now let's get back behind them trees.
Didn't you tell me the marshal's going to be along with George?
What of it? You got two rifles here. I'll take the marshal, and you can take George.
Don't make any difference to me, Dusty. All I want is that gold.
We'll have to be careful, those inches. That river's running high. Listen to the falls. They'll be riding across that little bridge just above the falls. We'll have to get them before they get onto the bridge, because if they fall into that water and the current...
Well, get them all right. Hey, Dusty. There's a rider.
Yeah, Suds.
He wouldn't have the money belt, would he?
Yeah, by thunder, he has got it. Wearing it under his coat. See the bulge?
Get him quick. You most of that bridge, Dusty.
Yeah, I'll get him.
Missed him.
Blazes, he's on the bridge now. No, wait, Sanford.
I got him.
Yeah, but he's toppling right over into the water. I told you not to get him on the bridge, you fool.
What's the difference? His body will wash down over the falls into the big pool. Come on.
Yeah, but with the weight of that money belt, his body will go to the bottom and stay there.
Not with the way that current's running, it won't. Look, there he goes. Down over the falls. We'll get down by the narrows at the end of the pool and get him there.
Yeah, there he goes, down into the pool.
Sure. Working out nice. Here's the narrows.
Here he comes. You sure was right about that current, Senses.
Get ready to grab him and haul him ashore.
Yeah.
You better wait out a little. Grab him, Dusty.
I got him.
Get that money button. Hey, Dusty.
What?
Where is it?
It's gone.
Yeah, but how could it? I saw that bulge under his coat when he went over the falls.
Maybe your bullet split the belt. Oh, what dirty luck.
The belt must have sunk to the bottom of the pool, Dusty. Look, let's get this hombre back in the woods and bury him. Then we'll come back here and dive for the gold. Go get the horses, Dusty.
Pancho still not know what a proverb is, Cisco.
Pancho, for the last 10 minutes, I've been explaining to you just what a proverb is.
Explain.
For the last time, it is a brief expression of some well-known truth.
Pancho, I think he ever become
educated.
Educated. Tell Pancho a proverb, Cisco, huh?
Well, I hear a waterfall ahead of us along the stream, so let us use the proverb, water over the dam.
Water over the dam.
See. Si. Mm-hmm. And here's another proverb. Mm-hmm. It is an ill wind that blows nobody good.
The good proverb, Cisco. Pancho say, is the ill wind
that
blow the water over the dam.
No.
Nobody is any good.
No, Pancho. Mm-hmm. You got it all mixed up. But that is enough of the lesson for today. Oh, there,
whoa. Oh, there was enough lessons to the... What, Cisco? What?
You happen to notice those two hombres across the canyon. Yeah, you see them under that big tree?
Pancho see them, Cisco. They dig.
See. Seems strange to me that they should be digging in such haste. But maybe they are prospectors who hit a vein of gold.
Pancho and Cisco never dig for gold, Cisco.
Gold is a madness, amigo. A fever that burns in the veins of men.
Mm-hmm.
It's better to live as we live, Pancho.
Mm-hmm.
To be free to ride where we please, when we please. Mm-hmm. Up, Diablo, come on.
Oh, Lobo, live like we please now. Why we come to California, Cisco?
Oh, just to see what is going on here. Also to pay our respects to our old friend, Senor Dacum, when we find him. He's in this territory somewhere. But meanwhile, let us make camp along the stream, Pancho.
Si, make the camp, Cisco.
Si. Ah, and here is just the place by this big pool. Oh, there,
Oh, now.
Take a nice swim in the big pool there, Pancho.
Swim, Cisco, si?
Si, amigo.
Oh, Lobo, go now, go.
Pancho, go back there, Pancho. Oh, Lobo, come back here.
Pancho, not know how to swim, Cisco. We're Pancho, not like the water.
Then we should make that part of your education, Chico, to learn how to swim. Come on.
Ay, Santo Pancho thinks the ill wind would blow Pancho into the water, no?
Oh, boy. Guess I'm a little late getting here, Dacum.
Well, kind of, Marshal. I'm just locking up.
What about them slugs?
Sent them to the county treasurer's office, Marshal. Suds took them.
Suds Melanson?
Yeah.
But Numbskull?
He was the only one around here.
Well, I sure hope he gets there with him. That's government gold, Dacum. As such, it's subject to armed escort all the way to Washington.
And you should have been here on time.
I had a job come up in the valley I had to tend to.
Well, I got a job ass here, and I got to tend to over in Angel's camp. That's why I'm closing you.
Well, I guess it'll be all right, but... Hey, wait a minute. Whose horse is that?
Well, it looks like Suds' horse, Marshal.
Coming in right of us, huh?
Yeah.
Oh, boy. Oh. Maybe you can account for this, Dacum.
No, I can't. Great Scott, look. On that saddlebag. It's blood.
So I see. Which way did Suds ride?
Rainbow Falls. I sure hope he's all right.
Well, it don't look like it from this. You better come with me, Dacum. We'll backtrack to Rainbow. And if Sudge has met with foul play, you're responsible.
Now look, Pancho. Now this is the way to die.
Pancho, not want to look.
Watch, amigo, watch.
That's just good, too, that cold water.
Come on in, Pancho.
What do you
doing?
Not do Pancho any good, Cisco. Pancho stand here in the narrow, water up to his ankles.
You are never being swimmer, Pancho. I can see that.
Oh, look, Cisco. Guys, right, come.
Yeah. Hey, what do you want, Bridge, going in that pool? You're taking a swim, Senor.
Pancho not swim.
Doing some diving, too, huh?
See? Is there any reason why I should not?
Yeah, there is. This six gun says you're coming out of that water and leaving this place fast.
Oh, so that is the way it is, eh? And just what right have you to order anyone off government land?
Come on. Let's beat these hombres up. Just see that was strong. Why don't you get on his pantalones, no?
Very well. I'll wait ashore and we will talk it over. Your faces are both dirty, senors. You can stand a little of this water there.
I won't make this gun away. Hey! Also
from you.
You can find it on his boots and pantalones so Pancho can get in his fight, too.
Water
in our faces, will you?
See, I did.
We'll show you.
I'm willing to be shown.
Pancho, come help,
Cisco. So far, I do not need help, Pancho. You should not drop your guard over because when you do, this happens.
Oh.
And the same happens to you.
Yeah.
Pancho, here. The ammunition out of their cartridge belts and throw it in the water.
Yeah.
I'll break open their guns, take the ammunition from them. Get up, you hombres.
Easy now.
Here are your guns. Now get on your horses and get out of here, or we will throw you into that pool.
Come on, Sancho. I've had enough of that big hombre.
Pancho, not a good aim, Cisco. Throw the ammunition in the narrows. It's too shallow there. And Pancho take off his boots again. Then Pancho pick up the ammunition and throw it in the pool.
See, and I will get dressed. I would like to know why those hombres were so anxious to have us leave here.
Cisco! Pancho, find something.
Yeah, what did you find him, Mico?
Pancho, find this in the narrow, Cisco. Look, it's gold, no?
Gee, it is gold, Pancho. Oh, it's an 8-sided gold slug. It has been minted.
The ill wind, Cisco, not only washed down the gold, but mint the gold, too.
I do not think the water minted the gold, Pancho. I wonder how that got into the water.
Look, Cisco, more ice is coming.
Well, it's Señor Dacum.
Where's this, Señor Dacum?
What you got there, stranger?
It's a gold slug, senor. Mi compañero Pancho here, he just picked it up in the shallow water.
Well, that's one of my slugs.
Yeah. You know these men, eh, Dacum?
Sure, I know them, Marshal.
Hey, we've not seen Señor Dacum for a long time.
I ain't so sure about that. Get dressed, stranger. You're coming with me. You too, Dacum.
What?
I'm putting the three of you under arrest for questioning.
On what charge, Señor Marshal?
A suspicion of murder and conspiring to defraud the United States government. Come on, hurry up.
This time, it really looks bad for our friends Cisco and Pancho. In just a moment, we'll return to the Cisco Kid. Back to the Cisco Kid and our exciting story, Golden Slugs of Rainbow Falls. Immediately after putting to rout the two outlaws who tried to drive them from the pool below Rainbow Falls, where Cisco was taking a swim, Pancho found an 8-sided, minted gold slug in the shallow water. Just then, a United States Marshal rode up with Dacum, the assayer, whose messenger had been murdered by the outlaws, saw the slug, and put Cisco, Pancho, and the assayer under arrest, charged with suspicion of murder and conspiracy to defraud the United States government. Now in a cell of the Marshal's jail.
And that's the story, Cisco. What happened to Sud, I don't know. All I know is his horse came in with blood on the saddlebag.
Now the Marshal believes that you are in league with Pancho and me, Señor Dacum.
Looks that way, Cisco. And
Pancho think the ill wind would blow no good at all. Blows iller.
Yeah, it would seem so, Pancho. But also seem to be certain that your messenger was murdered, Señor Dacum.
Yeah, that's right. Poor Sud.
And that he was murdered in or near that pool. Otherwise, why should Pancho have found that slug in the water?
See? Why?
Well, he may have been shot down while he was riding over the bridge or when he saw somebody after him. They had thrown the belt into the water.
When the marshal was in here not 10 minutes ago to question us again, he said his men had dragged the pool but found no signs of the body.
Yeah, but dragging the pool might not bring up the money belt, Cisco.
Well, that is true. In any event, our first move after getting out of this jail should be to go to that pool and see what we can find out.
How we get out of the jail, Cisco?
Yeah, how do we?
You see that old ball of cotton waste in the corner of this cell?
See.
Looks as if it had been soaked in oil a long time ago, possibly for cleaning purposes. I will get it. Hey, when this is set on fire, we'll give out a very thick smoke, almost a smudge.
Yeah, what good will that do?
We'll bring the marshal and his deputy in here from their office up in the front in a hurry. And if they think there's a fire in this cell, they will have to unlock and open this cell door.
Then Cisco grabbed them, no?
That is my plan, Pancho. It'd be easy for them to believe that all this old wood in the jail will burn easily and quickly, so let us light these ways. Yeah, look at that, Señor Duckham.
By George, that is a thick smoke.
See.
I hope it don't choke us before the marshal smells it and comes out here.
And Pancho, get away from it.
Bring out into the cell block very quickly. Let us give the marshal a warning. Marshal, come out here. The jail is on fire.
Marshal! Pancho, light the smoke.
Hey, fire! Fire! What's going on out here? Hey, deputy, come out here.
Get us out of here, Marshal. We are choking.
See, ill wind what blows.
How does this fire get started?
Get us out of here, Senor Marshal.
Keep your eye on us, Moody. Come on, deputy.
You do not need to worry about us. All we want to do is get that gun.
Take him, come. Grab him, deputy.
He will grab nobody. Take care of him. Get the marshal's keys, Senor Duggan.
I've got him, Cisco.
Now into the cell with them. Lock the cell door.
Can't leave us in here to burn up.
Ah, there's no danger, Marshal. Just stomp on that piece of cotton waste and the smoke will clear away in a few minutes.
Yeah, but they'll see the smoke outside, Cisco.
The people's come in to see the fire.
But not until we are well on our way. Your pardon, Senor Marshal, but this was necessary. Adios. Come, Pancho. Senor Duggan, we have no time to lose.
Try it again, Dusty. Oh,
I tell you, there ain't no use in my diving into that pool again, Sanchez. I've dove down to the bottom 4 times. Not a sign of that money belt.
Try it again, just to be sure.
Oh, all right.
Got to be down there somewhere. Couldn't fly away.
Nope, it ain't there.
Say, you don't suppose the marshal's men could have brought it up when they was dragging this pool, do you?
No, we watched them from the hill back there, Sanchez. They didn't bring up a thing. Phew. That's all the swimming and diving I want for a long time to come.
Maybe you got caught on the edge of the falls.
Well, we looked there.
Well, listen, Dusty. Thud had that money belt on when I shot him. And he fell in the water. When we got his body, he didn't have it on. It's got to be in this water somewhere between the bridge and the narrows.
Go ahead and find it. I can't. Hey, somebody's riding down the hill up past the falls. Just got to look at him through the trees.
Huh?
Yeah, come on, let's get back in the woods. We'll watch and see who it is.
Hold up, hold up now. You are sure your messenger rode out on the bridge, Senor Duckham?
No, I'm not sure, Cisco, but I think he did. I think he was shot while he was on the bridge. Otherwise, how'd that gold slug get into the water?
Well, as you pointed out back in the jail, he might have thrown the money belt into the water when he saw he was being pursued.
No, I don't believe Suds would have done that. He would have tried to save the slugs.
Pancho.
Yes, Cisco.
Walk out under that bridge, will you, please?
Walk out under the bridge?
Si.
Pancho, do like Cisco say. That bridge not look very strong, though, Pancho thing.
Oh, we'll be strong enough to hold you, amigo, if it would hold a horse and a rider.
Yes, Cisco, Pancho go.
I want to see from what position anyone might shoot at a person on the bridge to get the best result. That is fine enough, Pancho. Stand right where you are for a moment.
Yes, Cisco.
Now, let us see. If I were a bandito waiting for someone to cross that bridge...
Pancho, think it nice up here, Pancho, rest.
Hey, Pancho better not lean his weight on that handrail. It might give way.
See, it might. Pancho! Pancho, come here. He did give way and Pancho's in the water. He cannot swim.
Cisco! Cisco, help! Pancho!
See, Pancho, I'm coming. I'll be right there.
Hey, it's any damn time, Cisco. That turn's taking him right over the fall.
Cisco! Cisco! Help, Pancho!
Pancho, there he goes over the falls.
Hey, stop!
This way, Senor Duckham. Down to the pool. I should have sent Pancho out onto that bridge. Might have known he would lean against that rail as he did.
He ain't come up yet, Cisco.
The only thing I can do is to dive into that pool, close it off.
Yeah, but you wait. It's a better wait till he comes to the surface.
No, there is no time to wait.
Cisco! Cisco!
Great jumping grasshoppers. Pancho's calling from underneath the water.
Cisco, come here, Pancho. Come here, Pancho.
That can't be. Where in thunder is he? Hey, Cisco!
don't know, but I sure heard him twice.
You must have imagined for your Doc. There's no place he could call from.
Chisco! Chisco! Come help Pancho!
Hear that? See you again. Pancho, where are you?
Pancho, upside down, Chisco! Come help Pancho!
Hey, I'll be right there, amigo, as soon as I can figure out where you are.
Chisco! Pancho hung up on a rock!
Hung up on a rock, he said.
Under the falls. There must be an air pocket in there, Senor Doc.
Yeah, I bet that's it, Chisco.
I'll be right with you, Pancho. Hang on.
Pancho, upside down, that's it. Hang on.
Now, here's the ledge, Senor Doc. I think I can work my way behind this drift of water.
Chisco!
Easy, Pancho. Just another moment. Santo, you are upside down, Pancho. You're on a rock by yourself.
Chisco, Pancho, I like this. Water over the dam and the ill wind to Pancho with the water.
I'll get you free, Pancho. Just let me get a grip on your clothes there. There we are. Stand up in this ledge beside me. Now be careful, it's very slippery.
Why do you want to get out of here, Chisco?
Yeah, you are all right now, Pancho. Just move along these ledges. Wait, wait. Hey, Pancho, it's the money belt. What on the rock as you were?
Pancho doesn't care about the money belt, Chisco.
I'm not going to blame you, Pancho, but we have found one of the things we are after.
So it's heavy. Pancho not like staying under the water upside down. Pancho, I think it's the end of the world for Pancho.
Here, yeah, amigo. Might well have been the end of the world for you.
Pancho, I think it's really the end for Pancho. Pancho think, Pancho, you about to die. And then Pancho think, Pancho, you not can die this way. It's too cold and too wet here. When you die, you fat old Pancho, it'll be dry and very hot, no?
I don't think so, amigo. Hmm? But come. We must get these money belt to Senor Dockham and then take up our search for those hombres.
Hey, you got him, Chisco?
Si, Senor Dockham. I have Pancho and I also have your money belt.
Hey, hear that, Sanchez? Pistol said he had the money belt.
There he comes out on that ledge. He sure has got the money belt. Too bad that fat one didn't get drowned.
Well, he didn't get drowned, but he'll get his just the same. And as for the money belt, Cisco and Dockham ain't going to have it long. Come on, this is a perfect setup for us. Come on, come on. All right, Sanchez, now you start shooting. Yeah, that'll get him, Sanchez. Come on, we'll close in with him.
Look out there, Dockham. Down behind this ledge.
Pancho, almost down. The Pancho got a fight.
Here they come, Cisco.
You're right, we're coming. Drop that money belt, hombre.
I'll get one of them. Oh, got me in the leg.
Last time he'll do any shooting.
You would have said, Dockham. I will get the other, but not with a bullet.
Yeah, that's what you think.
See, it is exactly what I think. So you are back again, hombre. This is what I have been waiting for.
Don't draw that gun, Pancho. Look out, Chisco. The leg's slippery. Not falling to the water.
I will not, Pancho. And if I do this, hombre will go with me.
Yeah, maybe that's a good idea, Chisco. I'd like the chance to see you drown.
That you will not have, hombre, because you seem to know a lot about that money belt. And we intend to know all you know about it.
Better than you're doing,
sister. That I can do, too, hombre. We are going to know about that money belt starting right now.
Bueno, sister, bueno.
And when I start, I usually finish like this. You know these characters, Senor Dockham?
I sure do, Cisco. Now, don't know nothing good about them, neither.
I'm beginning to put two and two together. Get up, you.
Easy, Cisco. No more fighting.
He's the marshal, Cisco.
Yes, the marshal. Get your hands up, Dockham. You, Cisco, and you.
See, Senor Marshal, you might also tell these hombres to get their hands up, because I think they are the ones you will want to question.
I don't know what you're talking about.
Then listen closely. Senor Marshal, when Pancho and I first saw these hombres, they were digging in a great hurry underneath a big tree across the canyon. It might be well to investigate that spot where they were digging.
There's nothing there. We were just prospecting.
Possibly, but from your actions, I suspect you might have been burying a body. The body of Senor Dockham's messenger. Will you investigate, Marshal?
Yeah, sure will. I ain't taking a thing for granted. You'll have to prove to me you ain't guilty, Cisco.
I think I can do that, Senor Marshal. And the proof will be found beneath that big tree. Come, we will go there now.
Cisco.
Si, Pancho.
Those hombres, they buried the body in there, no?
Si. Their guilt was on their faces even before we found it. But enough of that, Pancho.
Enough of that, Chisco. We talk about something else. We talk about Pancho's dog, no?
But you do not have a dog, amigo.
Oh, not now, Pancho, not got a dog. Pancho used to have a dog.
What kind of a dog did you used to have, Pancho?
Hunting dog.
Oh, that is a good dog to have. Was he a pointer?
Oh, see, a fine pointer dog. Till Pancho's mamacita spoiled him.
Your mamacita spoiled your pointer, Pancho?
See, he not good for hunting no more, Chisco.
But how did your mamacita spoil your dog, Chico?
Pancho's mamacita, a great one for good manners, Chisco.
See?
So she teased the dog, it not polite to point.
Oh, Pancho.
Oh, Chisco.
Oh.
ends another exciting adventure with O. Henry's famous Robin Hood of the West, the Cisco Kid. To listen again for another thrilling adventure of the Cisco Kid. Cisco Kid was played by Jack Mather, Pancho by Harry Lang.
Check out the show notes at otrwesterns.com. Send me an email, podcast@otrwesterns.com. Call, leave me a voicemail, 707-98-OTRDW. Again, that's 707-986-8739. Until the next show, have a great day, and we'll see you guys later.